The spring migration of big and small fish is underway on many area waterways, including a shallow stretch of the Menominee River near Miller Park. The fish cannot move farther upstream, however, due to a concrete channel liner that blocks their passage. The liner will start to be removed soon through a project by government and private contractors. UWM fish biologist Tim Ellinger says once the barrier is gone, fish will have access to many more miles of upstream habitat. Ellinger tells WUWM's Bob Bach that includes fish visible now in the river.
Well, right now, what we're seeing here in this part of the Menominee River, we have two major species that are moving up to try to migrate to spawn. One is the native species, the white sucker. And the white suckers, when the water gets to be about 47, 48 degrees Fahrenheit, they start migrating up the river looking for places to spawn. And some of the perfect places are, for example, where we're standing here, right in this sort of fast-flowing gravel cobble area where the water is coming down and sort of provides these nice clean gravels where the suckers can lay their eggs.
The word sucker doesn't conjure up a fish that might be particularly positive for a riverway, but is that the case?
Oh, actually, it's just the opposite. These suckers are very highly evolved, very specialized fish that have these mouths on the bottoms of their bodies. And a lot of people look at them and they say, oh, they're kind of sucking up mud and junk off the bottom. But in fact, what they're doing is they have these very sensitive lips that they actually feel around the bottom, and they're able to suck up the invertebrates and the insects that are living on these gravels. And then they sort them out in the back of their mouth through these things called gill rakers. And they have a lot of specializations for eating a lot of very, very diverse and different kinds of foods from the rivers.
Another fish that's very easy to spot in here is a trout. Some actually almost the size from your knee down to your foot and almost as big around.
Yeah, we're looking here at some of the Pacific salmon that were stocked in Lake Michigan as part of controlling the alewife back in the 70s. And this one is the steelhead, which has developed a very popular sport fishery throughout all of the Great Lakes. And something that the steelhead and the suckers have in common, besides they try to spawn this time of year, is they're able to grow up and live in Lake Michigan, which is a very good body of water for them. And then they take advantage of these rivers, in the case of the steelhead, to come up and try to spawn. They're not able to actually reproduce. Their eggs won't survive because the water gets too warm during the summer. But then because of stocking from the Department of Natural Resources, the population is able to provide an opportunity for the anglers and the fisher people to come down here and have a really good recreational opportunity.
Just underneath the very busy East-West Expressway at about Miller Park is, of course, a couple of overpasses, one for eastbound, one for westbound traffic. And below that, lining the Menominee River, are concrete banks. Now, there's something that's about to happen with those, isn't there?
I mean, this goes back for several decades as people began to realize that this river was a real asset. We began to look at removing these concrete linings in order to provide better opportunities for fish to be able to migrate up and down the river. The Milwaukee Metropolitan Sewage District, working with the Department of Natural Resources and a number of different partners and consulting companies, are in the process of staged process of removing the concrete lining, putting in a naturalized channel that provides the opportunity for sort of pools for the fish to rest in, sort of rough areas where they can hide from the current. And this will allow species like the suckers, like the salmon, the northern pike, which is another species that will be moving up here shortly to try to spawn. It'll allow them to get through this area, which right now they cannot pass through this concrete. Because what happens is that concrete's very smooth, it's very narrow, the water is coming down very, very fast. And although these fish are very good swimmers, they can't make it up the 2,000 feet or more that it would take for them to swim from this nice area by Miller Park to get up to the next area, which would be up, you know, above this area.
As you're talking, I'm slightly distracted because as you look north upstream, I'm looking south downstream, and I'm seeing fish jumping, sizable fish. Are these the fish that will make that trip?
That's the hope. But what we're more excited about is getting the native species, you know, like the northern pike and the bass and the suckers, give them the opportunity to move into the upper parts of the Menominee River, because there we have wetlands where we hope the pike will be able to spawn and try to restore what's called a balanced native or a balanced indigenous community of fishes to restore the ecological integrity of the upper Menominee River.